Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back of the Fan, and we got great perspective from Doug Lemaurice. He's a writer. He was at odds with some of my arguments over the likeness and how they're being used for former players. And it was a great argument. Who better now than to talk to than somebody who you could argue his likeness has probably been used? Bobby Carpenter going to join us here in a second on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. Kenny, so far today, here's the latest response. Tony Gerdman, who we know down in Columbus, he responds that there are semi-pro leagues and teams all over America if players don't want to be victimized, quote-unquote, by free education and world-class training. It's a debate we always get in, and now we're going to go to somebody who definitely benefited from Ohio State, but also the school definitely benefited from having him, and we all benefited as fans. That's how I butter him up to get him on. Bobby Carpenter joins us now on the hotline. How are you, Bobby?
How are we doing, gentlemen? I'm doing great.
Well, where are you on this? I heard Matt Finkus over the weekend call up to Bo Bishop's show. We just had Doug Lemaurice on with Chris Spielman's suit. And is this something you've actively thought about over the years that, wow, this is interesting. The university is still maybe banking on my profile and my likeness.
You know, it's a situation that I kind of found out about, particularly with Chris, is a couple of years ago. A year and change ago. And, you know, it's great. When you're growing up, you see banners of guys hanging in stadiums or around the campus and you think, how do I get to be good enough that one day I'll be able to be one of those guys? And, you know, unfortunately, you see that now, and there's no problem with the banner hanging there, but when you see a endorsement underneath and you no longer even play there, that's, to me, I get a little queasy feeling inside, because that's, at some point, the university began to take advantage of some of its former players and continuing to market them and profit off of it when they're no longer even playing for them.
Is this something, Bobby, that has just recently popped up, or has this been going on for a couple of years? You guys look up and go, okay, that doesn't seem to be right.
Well, those banners have been there for a long time, and that was part of it. I used to look at that, and I remember someone brought it to my attention, like, all right, there's a banner of Mike Doss, who I played with, who underneath it has a Honda logo on it. And I'm thinking, you know, Mike hasn't played for Ohio State in almost 15 years. And, you know, they're selling an endorsement to a third party, and I don't think Mike's receiving any of the benefit from that. Now, you know, is it great to have your picture hanging up there? Sure. If you take off the logo, then it's all good. But when you start to monetize guys' likeness and, you know, their image and their reputation, then that, to me, means that there's got to be something a little bit different, because, you know, there's got to be some sort of repercussion for this with universities across the country. And I'm as big a fan of college athletics as you're going to find. I love college football. You know, I thought the players should be compensated some. I'm not this Wild West guy where they should just be able to pay guys whatever they want. But at some point in time, the business model changed about 15, 20 years ago with the size of the TV contracts, you know, the revenues coming in. And you look at all this money and I'm thinking, you know, where does it go? In the NFL, NBA, or whatever it is, you see what the revenue splits are. There is no revenue split, really. If people can talk about free education and, you know, free training and all this stuff, I mean, that's work. Those are things you have to do to be part of it. But, you know, where does the $140 million or whatever it is that Ohio State football brings in, where does all that go? You know, I mean, some of it goes to the coaches, some goes to the facilities, but at some point in time, some of that needs to begin to trickle back. And now you look at this where they're still going to continue to monetize guys after they're done playing. And I think that's where some of these players, like, hey, I love the university, I love the school, and everything is done for me. But, you know, we asked you to take it down, and maybe you couldn't or wouldn't, and now this is where we are.
Apparently, Bobby Carpenter, not a fan of the fencing team. I thought maybe you had your season ticket package to go watch the fencers, who the football team is subsidizing. Bobby Carpenter on the hotline joining us. Do you feel... maybe this is a loaded question, but I'll ask it anyway, because that's what we're here for, Bobby. I love getting your perspective of former players, especially you. Do you feel like you were taken advantage? Were you taken advantage of at Ohio State while you were playing there?
The term taken advantage of, you said, very loaded.
Sorry, I had to do it.
It's fine. No, absolutely. Like, I don't know if I was necessarily taking advantage of, and especially I didn't understand it at the present time, because you're talking about kids that are 18 or 17, 18 years old when they get to school. They don't really fully understand the world as someone who's been through it and been a part of a lot of other life experiences. So I don't know if I was taken advantage of. I wouldn't say that. I don't want to use the term as strong as exploited, because I don't think that's correct either. But I don't think that you were able to fully utilize your skills and gifts to be able to profit off of them the way that anyone else in the university would be able to do. And that's what I think. I wouldn't say you're taken advantage of. I would say you're severely limited in your options with how you're able to pursue your dreams and goals in life with the way the NCAA situation is set up.
Bobby Carpenter joining us on the show. What about afterwards, though? Because there's usually the alumni, and of course, using your own name to further advance your career. I've heard your shows before. I think you're good. You got the chops and things like that. But there is a part there, Bobby, where playing for Ohio State does give you a leg up on other broadcast majors, other guys who are maybe getting into the business there. How do you answer to that?
I answer that, it's just giving you an opportunity, but also it's a unique skill that not many other people possess to be able to play, college football, college basketball, and play at a high level. No different than it is for someone to be able to, splice molecules and, develop something, develop, a new drug or a cure for cancer, whatever it is. And as soon as those people are able to do that, they're able to go monetize that, no matter what it is. And so people always want to make the equation that, you're given all these opportunities. And people have unique and rare gifts in this world, and they should be able to utilize them in the United States for the fullest of their ability and the fullest of their potential. So, everyone wants to make the apples and oranges comparison about whether or not taken advantage of, what about other students, what about this and that. But you're certainly someone who has unique gifts, whether they're, a concert pianist, and they're the greatest in the world when they're 19 and they're a sophomore at Ohio State. If they want to go pay $250,000 to go play for an arena, they're able to go do that. And you cannot do that the way the NCAA system is set up.
Bobby Carpenter joined us on the hotline. I'm curious, Bobby, because we make fun of Dustin Fox all the time because we can, and he's a friend and a colleague. But I laugh, every time that Dustin gets announced at a function or a gala or a benefit, and he gets to go to all these things that we don't get to go to, they say, Ohio State, national champion Dustin Fox. They say it all over the place. So obviously, players that have been a part of special teams because of their accomplishments that they were a part of, they also get to kind of traffic in the fact that, they are always a part of Ohio State. It's almost a 1A and 1B thing, like Dustin Fox from the Ohio State. And I've just wondered, when I got into this with Doug Lemaurice moments ago, the university, they try to protect, obviously, their rights and their likeness. But, they're not coming after Dustin Fox or Bobby Carpenter on a daily basis. Hey, don't use our name. Don't use our name. I've always considered it kind of a partnership, while others may classify it as something totally different than that. Do you think that's an unfair characterization, that it might be a partnership?
I think it is a partnership, and I think if there was a time where it was a great partnership. And you mentioned that guys associate their teams and where they play in school when they get introduced and all of those things. A lot of the galas and events that Dustin goes to, they're nonprofit, they're charity things. You're going there to raise money for a greater cause. And full disclosure, I donate money to Ohio State every year. And I go to events for them on their behalf, free of charge usually. And, almost exclusively. So, there is a partnership that is involved in that. People do look at it as, hey, I want to try to benefit the university. I want to do things for a greater cause. But at the same point in time, the university gave you a platform to do that, but the players are the ones who created the opportunity for themselves. And I don't think guys, if Urban Meyer's making, $250,000 a year and the football team's bringing in $10 million a year, and, that's the way that the system's set up, I don't think anybody's going to complain about that. My problem is when the university's bringing in, 130-plus off the football program, and Urban Meyer makes $6 million a year, and the AD's making a lot of money, and, shillings are flowing into the coffers everywhere of Ohio State to be able to, pay and do other things. But the people who are providing that service are getting $20,000 a year in education stipend and then instruction from their coaches.
Bobby, we thank you very much for the time. We love the perspective. All the best, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, gentlemen. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Bobby Carpenter, former Buckeye, current host, 97.1 The Fan down in Columbus, giving his perspective on things. A former player, obviously.
Maybe in the future, the rifle people and the fencers should just, they should have to thank, when they get their scholarship, they should have to go up to a football player, shake their hand, and thank them.
Thank you for providing me with a future and an education. It does seem silly. I agree. 216-578-0092. A little bit more on this, and also, what the hell is going on with Trevor Bauer? Have you reached DEFCON 1 with him? It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lime live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.